Good evening, my friends. Thanks for coming to my website today. I'm glad that you took a little time out. I've been excited as I've been reading through this text that I just purchased, Urban Apologetics. Having not read that much, I had to go out and get some work done in my yard, and that's what I've been doing most of the day. I plan to maybe watch one movie on Hulu or something, and then get back to the book. But let me give you my general observation, synopsis of the text, Urban Apologetics, Restoring Black Dignity with the Gospel. Eric Mason and his team has done a fantastic job. I recall years ago when I used to travel around the country and do Basics of the Faith conferences from New Jersey, St. Louis, just all over. I met a group of talented, educated, inspirational believers. Not the charismatics, not the tongue speakers, not the ones that followed Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, and Creflo Dollar and all that kind of stuff, and Fred Price. I'm not talking about that. Because doctrinally speaking, those people are real twisted in what they believe. But the African-American church has a broad history of following these types of things. But this text is different. Part one of the book talks about the context of urban apologetics and restoring black dignity. That's what I'm reading now. And I've read some pretty exciting things by Eric Mason. The book's $27 on Amazon. I highly recommend you get this text and read it along with me. It's going to really prompt great discussions from people that want to believe in the Jesus of the Bible. I don't believe in the white Jesus. I never believed in that. That was a little bit too far-fledged. That's why I'm still an independent thinker with very good reasons. Thus far, reading the book, and I've only read up to page 9 on restoring black dignity. as a matter of fact, there's a section in the book that says, get rid of the images of white Jesus. Let me just read some of this to you so you can pick up kind of like a quick glimpse of what I'm dealing with. Umar Johnson, a psychologist and a self-proclaimed prince of Pan-Africanism, frequently challenges the color of Jesus portrayed in Christian visuals and art. He refers to the money given to black churches as white Jesus money and accuses those who made such gifts of being consciously irresponsible of wasting that money and not using it to impact black communities instead. And they have a good, pretty good, let me check on the back of the book. Yeah, they have an excellent bibliography and glossary in the back of the book. In the back of the book, that is, it is well documented with footnotes, just like any other decent contextual. That's what sparked my energy. The notes, man, that's good. He has the notes from all of them in here. Everything is well documented. I highly advise you to get this book, not because I'm trying to make money for the authors of the book like that, but I think that black people need to be intelligent when they address the issue of God, hermeneutics, apologetics, and all that. I'm fully retired, but I put my stamp of approval on this text. Urban Apologetics. Yeah, that's a text that I think that every serious student of the Bible ought to think about picking up today.